All right, let's discuss a bow hunting setup with this question. And assuming you guys are using a blind on this setup, do you use decoys? And if you do use decoys, what does your decoy setup look like? Do you use jakes? Do you use strutting gobblers, hens? How many hens? Give us a sense for what your favorite decoy setup is, or what blind setup when you're calling turkeys to bow range.
Well, we certainly use decoys when we bow hunting and a lot of times when gun hunting. What we like to do in bow hunting, it depends on where you're hunting wild turkeys. Where we at here in Kentucky and some of these states here in Alabama, Kentucky, Tennessee, these turkeys are extremely wild. And it's tough to hide from a turkey, so you almost got to be in a blind. And you set a decoy up and put it in inside 20 yards when you're blind, and that's the way we've turkey hunted a lot. I put two hen decoys out. One of them was a hen that's squatting on the ground like she's wanting to be bred. And the other hen is just standing up looking. And I like to use a full strutting gobbler. A lot of people like a jake, which is nothing wrong with that, a juvenile gobbler. Young gobbler, but I use the adult gobbler, and we've had super good luck with that over the years.
One of the things that we use, Pat, in the strutting gobbler decoy is the full fan that we've taken off of a previous gobbler. We use the live tail if we can, or the real tail, real fan. And this gives a look of a breeding tom, and also we like one with a head painted white, which is a submissive gobbler. I mean, a gobbler that's a boss gobbler that is infatuated strictly with a hen. And so you're representing a gobbler that has slipped into his territory and has freed his hen, and he's not going to take much of that. So he's going to come investigate it.
Now, will you use a full fan, or will you use a fan that is not quite a mature gobbler, like a jake fan?
No. We use a full fan.
Full fan, okay.
Yeah, that's what we've used and had super good luck with.
So one. So
over the last 10, 15 years, we've had just dozens and dozens and dozens of gobblers come into it.
And do you pay any specific attention to how they're faced? Like, do you have the?
Absolutely. I always face the gobbler towards the blind. That means when you bow hunting, that gobbler will come out, or he'll come around and face that turkey. The decoy. He'll come around and face it. He'll look at it, and that way it gives you a chance to look at the bow or whatever. And I've noticed if you face that decoy towards you, it's just a lot better.
And what about the hens too? How are they faced?
The hens is one of them is squatting on the ground right in front of the gobbler, right next to 3 or 4 foot of the gobbler.
Okay.
And the other one just sitting up. But that gobbler will come to that strutting decoy first thing, 99% of the time.
And how far are the decoys from your blind?
Well, I don't like them over 20 yards with a bow.
Mm-hmm.
And he's told me different with a shotgun. I want them about 30 yards or further with a shotgun, because the way these chokes are now in these guns, you're shooting a very small pattern, at 20 yards. You miss a lot of turkeys.